Listening test. In the listening test, you are required to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The listening test will last about 45 minutes. There are four parts and directions are given for each part. You must write your answers on your answer sheet. Do not mark your answers in the test book. Part 1. Directions. For the questions in this part,You will hear four choices for each of the pictures in the test book. When you hear the choices, pick the answer that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the question number on the answer sheet and write your answer. The choices are not printed in the test book and are played only once. Look at the example question below. Now listen to the four choices. A.
The man is moving a table.
B.
The man is standing by a window.
C.
The man is looking at a document.
D.
The man is painting the wall.
Sentence C.
The man is looking at a document.
Best explains the picture, so you should select answer C and write it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin.Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's planting some flowers.
B.
He's using a mower.
C.
He's pointing at a tree.
D.
He's sitting on the lawn.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
They are standing by some plants.
B.
They are approaching the escalator.
C.
They are gathered near a stage.
D.
They are seated across from each other.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
A woman is carrying a desk.
B.
A woman is standing by the window.
C.
Some books are scattered on the floor.
D.
Some chairs have been placed around a table.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A woman is sweeping the pavement.
B.
Cyclists are wearing helmets.
C.
Tires have been piled up on the ground.
D.
People are crossing the bridge.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. Boxes are being unloaded from a vehicle. B. A truck is stuck in traffic. C. Workers are opening a package. D.Merchandise has been packed into bags. Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A man is driving down a street.
B.
Vehicles are displayed in a store window.
C.
Some cars are parked in a parking lot.
D.
A lamp post is being installed.
Part 2. Directions. In this part, a question or statement and three responses will be played in English. They are not printed in the test book and will be stated only once. You should select the best response to the question or statement and write the answer on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Where am I supposed to submit this form?
A. To the advertising department. B. You're right. C. I'm from New York City. Number 8.
Who wrote this report?
A.
Yesterday morning.
B.
It's on your left.
C.
I did.
Number 9. When did you start playing the piano? A.
No, she didn't.
B.
He went there too.
C.
I don't play any instruments.
Number 10.
Could you go pick up the mail?
A.
Sure thing.
B.
Please help yourself.
C.
On the mailing list.
Number 11. I'd like to buy that shirt. A.
By Wednesday at the latest.
B.
The black one?
C.
I hope it doesn't.
Number 12.
What's the name of that new building?
A.
Sorry, I don't know.
B.
At the construction site.
C.
He paid the bill.
Number 13.
Should I call the client today?
A. It's brand new. B. For 2 years. C. Why don't you wait until tomorrow? Number 14.
Which proposal do you prefer?
A.
The one Ben wrote.
B.
Yes, we need a projector.
C.
She wasn't.
Number 15. Mr. Ross is in the sales department, isn't he? A.
It's for sale.
B.
Not right now.
C.
I booked a ticket.
Number 16.
What do I need to prepare for the meeting?
A.
Because of the low production rate.
B.
You should print out the handouts.
C.
I met him earlier.
Number 17.
Where's the accounting department?
A.
At 3 o'clock.
B.
He opened an account.
C.
On the 5th floor.
Number 18. Are you ready to go now? A.
Yes, he was.
B.
She does modeling.
C.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Number 19.
Who are you working with on the presentation?
A.
I took the public speaking course.
B.
I haven't even started yet.
C.
Sure, I can do that.
Number 20. Isn't Miss Smith arriving at the hotel today? A.
Yes, in an hour.
B.
I'd like to check out, please.
C.
I can show you around the building.
Number 21.
What are the requirements for the open position?
A.
No, I haven't sent the postcard yet.
B.
Are you considering applying for it?
C.
It's open every day but Sunday.
Number 22.
Would you like to join the company picnic?
A. Sure, I'd love to. B. I enjoy your company. C. Thank you for your understanding. Number 23.
When will the Employee of the Year be announced?
A.
At the recognition dinner tomorrow.
B.
He's a new employer.
C.
Yes, I made a 1-year contract.
Number 24.
How long will it take for my order to be delivered?
A. I ordered online. B. Once a year. C. 3 business days. Number 25.
I think we need more staff for the trade show.
A.
Until November 7th.
B.
I can ask Tim for help.
C.
Did you watch that TV show?
Number 26. Do you know why Janet is absent today? A.
I have no idea.
B.
About the upcoming event.
C.
No, she lives in Ohio.
Number 27.
Why don't you join us for dinner after the conference?
A.
He joined the company last month.
B.
Where are you going?
C.
Yes, last year.
Number 28. I'm impressed Ms. Walker's worked here for 30 years. A.
Yes, I went for a walk.
B.
I'd love to.
C.
33 years to be exact.
Number 29.
Shall we take a taxi or the train to the venue?
A.
Take your time.
B.
We can take a free shuttle.
C.
She was my trainer.
Number 30.
When was the last time we met?
A. It's been a long time. B. In about a week. C. That's bad timing. Number 31.
Will Dr. Cho be available tomorrow morning?
A.
How often?
B.
I believe it was last month.
C.
Let me check his schedule.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear conversations between two or more people. For each conversation, you are asked to answer questions about what is said. Select the letter A, B, C, or D for the best response to each question and write the answer on the answer sheet. The conversations are not printed in the test book and are played only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jerry. I'd like to hear about the Foreman Hotel renovation project. How's it coming along?
Yeah, great. Actually, after I finish lunch, I'm heading over to Lifeway's Interiors at Reed Point. I'm meeting one of the hotel's owners there to view the product displays and discuss some of the options. I'll take one of the office cars if that's all right.
I really don't recommend driving. There's roadwork on the bridge. You'll be stuck there for ages. Lifeway's Interiors is right across the river. Get one of the ferries. They leave every 5 or 6 minutes.
That's good to know. Thanks a lot. Number 32. Why did the woman talk to the man? Number 33. What does the man say he will do at Reed Point? Number 34. What does the woman recommend the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
We have to renew our lease on this building next month. I wonder whether we should move somewhere else. I mean, Thai Orchid is moving in next door. They're a huge chain, and their food is really popular.
I was thinking the same thing. A lot of our customers are likely to go there to eat instead.
It's just as likely that we would benefit from them being so close.
That's one way of looking at it. I know they turn a lot of people away when they don't have reservations, and people don't want to eat Thai food all the time.
Number 35. What are the speakers concerned about? Number 36. What type of business is Thai Orchid? Number 37. What does the man mean when he says,
"That's one way of looking at it"?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
A customer just asked me about returning these socks. I'm sorry, but I don't remember the procedure.
We covered that at last week's orientation and training session for new employees. Let me explain again, though. If the customer has a receipt, we can usually issue a full refund or an exchange.
How can I tell which rule applies to which item?
Look them up in the returns manual. There should be one by this register here. Here you go. Look up socks and see what the procedure is.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. What does the man ask about? Number 40. What does the woman show the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Ms. Wang, do you know anything about a new brand called HealthSpring? Customers have been asking for it all day.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on a television program last night. They have a range of products like juices and snacks, but they're most famous for a breakfast cereal. Apparently, it contains some really healthy new ingredients. It's become quite popular in the UK recently.
I see. What should I tell the customers?
Tell them to check again next week. I'll talk to Jim in the purchasing section and ask him to find a distributor that can supply it.
Number 41. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 42. What does the man ask about? Number 43. What will the woman ask Jim to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Bill. Hiroshi? I'd like to know the results of the test you've been conducting, because I have to attend a meeting at Gladwell Pharmacies next month.
I think you'll be happily surprised. The results are in, and they show that these new medicines are going to be really effective.
Yeah, we haven't published them because we've been waiting for Rodney Blackmore to get back from London for weeks.
I understand. He put so much hard work into these medicines.
That's right. I hope he'll be back sometime soon. I'll try calling him.
Number 44. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 45. What does the woman say she will do next month? Number 46. What do the men imply about Mr. Blackmore? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Wilde, I've just been invited to a gathering at an office of Boland Broadcasting. They're celebrating a successful campaign that I helped them with. It's on Wednesday evening.
Great. I think it's important that you go. It's in Philadelphia, right? It's a little far. Don't bother coming to work on that day. You can just go straight there in the afternoon.
Thanks for considering that, but I don't have much choice. I have to meet with an executive from another company here on Wednesday morning.
Oh, Miles, it's going to be a busy day for you. Well, feel free to take Thursday off if you need to. I don't want to overwork you.
Number 47. What will the man probably do on Wednesday? Number 48. Why does the man reject the woman's offer? Number 49. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bill. Good news. My request to hire an intern has been approved. I can get started with the recruiting process now.
Great. I guess the fastest way for you to move forward is to contact the local college. They'll find someone suitable in no time at all.
Really? I thought I'd have to put an advertisement in the newspaper and register on some websites.
You can do those things if you like, but you'd better find out how much we can spend first. You can get that figure from someone in the accounting section.
Thanks for the advice. I'll do that.
Number 50. What does the woman want to do? Number 51. What does the man suggest? Number 52. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Frida. Tomorrow I have to give a presentation to the people working on the new software project. I was going to print out some handouts. Is it okay to use color copies?
There are quite a lot of pages. Hold on, though. That information is confidential, isn't it? I mean, we wouldn't want our competitors to see what we're working on.
What are you getting at?
It's too dangerous to print them out at all. Just send everyone an electronic copy. People leave printed documents all over the place.
Number 53. What does the man say he has to do tomorrow? Number 54. What does the woman say about the document? Number 55. What does the woman mean when she says,
"People leave printed documents all over the place"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Peter. It's Cho. Is there something wrong with the internet connection? I can't download some documents one of the writers has been working on.
I don't know anything about it. I wish I could help, but I'm in Fremont today setting up their network. I'm sure the problem isn't company-wide. I would have heard about it already.
Fair enough. I'll take my laptop to one of the other departments and connect to the internet there. Sorry for bothering you.
Number 56. What problem does the woman point out? Number 57. Why does the man mention Fremont? Number 58. What will the woman do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. I think this new product we've been discussing could be very profitable, but we can't invest in development without verifying that it's really likely to succeed.
I agree. And the only way to do that is by doing market research.
Right. But we're understaffed right now. What shall we do? Kim, Do you have any suggestions?
I have a friend who runs an agency for people looking for temporary employment. If you design a survey, I could ask her to send us some dependable people to conduct it for us. They have branches in most major cities.
That sounds perfect.
When do you think you'll be ready to start?
Number 59. What do the men want to do? Number 60. Who does the woman say she knows? Number 61. What information does the woman ask for? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I've been using that app you recommended. You know, the calendar that automatically synchronizes with my smartphone.
It's great, isn't it? I've been using it for a couple of years now. I thought I'd mention it when I saw you writing in a paper calendar on the train.
Oh yeah, I threw that away. I should have gotten your advice much earlier. You always know about all the latest apps.
I don't know about that. If you asked one of the younger people, I'm sure they'd know of a much better app. Number 62. What are the speakers discussing? Number 63. Where does the man say he saw the woman? Number 64. What does the man mean when he says, "I don't know about that"? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and product information.
I'm looking for a new shaver. I've never seen this Tulloch's brand shaver before. Where is it made?
It's a famous British brand, and it's been imported to Australia since May.
I see. I'm looking for one with really good battery life. Which would you recommend?
Oh, they all have excellent battery life. If you're doing a lot of traveling, though, I recommend that you get one with a model number higher than 100. The ones with model numbers lower than that are for domestic use, so they can only be charged at 240 volts. You can find that product information on the tag.
Number 65. What does the woman say about Tulloch's brand shavers? Number 66. What does the man say is important? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What is indicated about Tulloch's shaver premium? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, I have an appointment to see Mr. Harrison.
I see. You must be one of the applicants for the floor manager position.
That's right. I'm supposed to see him at 3 o'clock. Should I just take a seat over there?
Yes, but I'm afraid you might have to wait a while. He's running a bit behind schedule today.
Oh, I don't mind. There's just one thing. I have a reserved seat for the train ride back. Can you tell me what time we're likely to finish? I'll have to change my reservation.
I think you'll probably be done by about 4 o'clock. Number 68. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Who most likely is the woman? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do after the appointment? Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will hear talks delivered by a single speaker. In each talk, you are asked to answer questions about what the speaker says. Select the letter A, B, C, or D for the best response to each question and write the answer on your answer sheet. The talks are not printed in the test book and are played only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop. Welcome to this workshop on business leadership. I'd like to explain today's schedule briefly. In the morning, we'll focus on teamwork development. Our special lecturer, Rachel Hobbs, will teach you how to lead your team members. After lunch, we will assign each of you to a small group. Each person in your group will practice being the leader and conduct a case study, and you will give each other feedback. After the workshop, there'll be a dinner party. You will have time to talk about daily problems with the other attendees and Ms. Hobbs. Those who plan to attend the party should let me know during the lunch break. Number 71. What is the main purpose of the announcement? Number 72. What can the listeners learn from the lecture? Number 73. What should the listeners do to attend the party? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Twilight Star Airlines is introducing a special promotion for loyalty program members. Starting next month, a mileage bonus will be given to the loyalty program members who have used our services 10 times or more in the past 12 months. The mileage bonus will be added to your account and can be used for discounts to any of our destinations as in the past. And for those who haven't joined the loyalty program, now is a great opportunity for you to be part of it. We are offering you a 50% discount off the enrollment fee if you sign up this month. To find out more, please visit our website at www.tsa.com/loyaltyprogram.
Number 74. Who is the advertisement most likely intended for? Number 75. When will this plan start? Number 76. How can listeners get more information about the loyalty program? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
This is KNY Local News. Northern Gateway Corporation, one of the largest bicycle manufacturers in the country, announced that their sales figures for this quarter increased by 30% over last quarter. To keep up with the high demand, Philip Bartlett, the CEO of Northern Gateway Corporation, said that the company will start constructing a new factory in Timfold City in March. Since the new factory is expected to bring 400 jobs for skilled workers to the community, people in Timfold City are welcoming this news. The construction is estimated to take a year and a half.
Number 77. What does Northern Gateway Corporation produce? Number 78. Who is Philip Bartlett? Number 79. According to the speaker, what does Northern Gateway Corporation plan to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk. We'd like to thank everyone for coming to this information session. The construction of the North Trolling City Community Center will start on June 11th. We have received a lot of inquiries about it, so we're happy that we can finally announce the actual date. We'd like to apologize in advance about the noise that the construction will cause. But of course, we'll try to be as quiet as possible. Moreover, during the first week of July, Lenox Street will be closed to vehicles. We'll put up signs for the alternative route near Lenox Street, or you can refer to the information online. We will post our progress online, so visit our website anytime to see the current construction work status. Number 80. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 81. What does the man mean when he says, "We have received a lot of inquiries about it"? Number 82. What will be available on the website? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Morton. This is Maria Fernandez from Central Redbird Hotel speaking. Thank you for booking a dinner party in our restaurant for March 3rd. I'm calling because I was expecting to be informed of the exact number of diners yesterday. Has the number been finalized? We need to know so we can prepare enough food. I'd appreciate it if you could call us back as soon as possible. Please call me back at 455-555-3232. Also, we'll be adding a few vegetarian items to our lineup starting March 1st. If you're interested, you can change some of the items you chose. Please refer to our website for details.
Number 83. Why is the speaker calling? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Has the number been finalized?"
Number 85. What will be available on March 1st? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
This is a special offer from Smart Modern Mart. We've started an online shopping service which will make your shopping more convenient and comfortable. While relaxing at home, you can order anything you'd like 24 hours a day. The items you order will be delivered to you within 24 hours. For those who use the new service this week, we are distributing a $10 coupon, which can be used for a future purchase. Don't miss this great opportunity. Of course, all purchases made online come with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Number 86. What is being advertised? Number 87. What does the speaker encourage listeners to do? Number 88. What is mentioned about the items purchased online? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Let's start the monthly sales meeting. The sales of our new vacuum cleaner, PV221, have been improving for the past several months, thanks to your hard work. As the department head, I'm proud of you. Today, I'd like to talk with you about how to increase our sales even further. First, as I've prepared several ideas, I want to start by discussing whether they are feasible. If you come up with any good ideas during the meeting, please do not hesitate to share them with us.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What does the speaker plan to do first? Number 91. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk and map.
Thank you for visiting Dean Hiking Park. We're very sorry, but Plant Garden is closed today, so we'll be walking through Green Forest to Hilltop. After having lunch there, we'll enjoy fishing at the riverside, and after that, have a barbecue under the beautiful stars. Oh, there is one more thing. According to the weather forecast, it's expected to be very hot, so wearing a hat is recommended. Also, don't forget to drink water from time to time. This is the only place you can get drinks in the park, so make sure you buy one before we leave.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which trail will the listeners take first? Number 94. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and table.
Today I have good news. Thanks to everyone's great sales skills, the sales of the new tablet computer, PE37, exceeded the target set last quarter. This result allows us to have $4,000 to spend as we like, and I thought it was a great time to replace the old printer. As you can see in the table, the latest model, which can staple copies, is beyond our budget, so I ordered the best one available within our budget. The new printer will arrive next Monday, so please clear away the service entrance by this Friday.
Number 95. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which model did the speaker order? Number 97. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and floor plan.
Thank you for attending this orientation meeting for PSC Technical Training School. We're delighted to see that so many people are interested in coming to our school. Our school has four different programs. Each of these will be presented in a different classroom today. Please feel free to observe any of them at any time you like. Before you go, please look at the floor guide. There is one change. The rooms for sound editing and video production have been switched. Also, in the main hall, you'll see some of the work done by our current students, and there will be teachers and students waiting there to answer questions.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where will the sound editing program take place? Number 100. What is available in the main hall?